May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
The interesting thing about Mary Magdalene, she's the first person Jesus reveals himself to in the resurrection. Not Mary's mother, not Peter, not John, but Mary Magdalene, this woman. As I think just his response to her for loving him so much is that her surrender, though, was still progressive. She poured out oil first time, then poured out oil second time, but the third time when she realized, when she got a true glimpse of how much he loved her, he was going to die, then she got everything. See, that's what happens the more you understand how much he loves you. And so what did she do? A good deed to him. That's what happens. Our obedience are our good deeds to him out of love because of his great love for us. But this part of the Song of Solomon towards the end of the book, and the Shulamite says this, and it sounds very much like Mary Bethany and why she did what she did. She says this, put me like a seal. And this is him saying, put me like a seal on your heart and like a seal on your arm. In other words, she wants her heart to be marked, but also her arm to be marked so that everybody would see it. Everybody would know that he's the great love of her life. And then she says, for love is as strong as death. Jealousy is severe as Sheol. Its flashes are flashes of fire, the very flame of the Lord. And many waters cannot quench love. Nothing can make him love you less. Nothing you can do can make him love you more. Nor will rivers overflow it. And then this statement, if a man were to give all the riches of his house for love, it would be utterly despised. That statement is that if you were to say to God, God, you gave too much, you gave too much. And he said, because he gave your only begotten son. But you understand, it wasn't like God reluctantly went, look, you're so terrible, you people are so awful, but I'm so disgusted, but the only way I can get you is my son's going to come, but I'm just, you know, I have such an attitude towards you that you'd require something like this from me. That's not his heart at all. We were his dream. We were his dream before he became ours. And if you were to say, God, you gave too much, and he said, we would have said, I gave all there was to give. If there had been more to give, I would have given it. You're worth it. You mean that much to me. That's what Mary saw. He's going to die. This kind of love, he's going to give everything he has. He's going to die. And so what she did that day was die to anything other than loving him. Doesn't mean there weren't other things in life, but this is going to be, you have my everything. Because I realize that you're going to give your everything. And how else can I respond? And Jesus said, that's the normal response to the gospel. Not spending all your day and all your time about what you got, how you got left out and how you got missed out and how this person did this and this happened to you and this is going on in my life. What? The greatest dream, the greatest life, the greatest person, the greatest thing that's ever been is there. And he loves you so much that he would have given more, but there was not any more to give. And that should provoke you to go, oh my gosh, I've not missed out on anything. Nobody could take anything from me that would cause me to miss out on the most important thing in the world. And so the heart of Mary Magdalene was, Lord, in me, may the Lamb receive the reward of all his sufferings. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen.